Begin the card daf mesech the shvus daf mem hey begin the manal begin the tesmat begin the gemara gedolei is he saying it takanis gedas bechag de ketanis so it says tem it's a wonder because the loy dai kachi the gemara does not make such an inference the peker shalech and gemara gin daf lamavav manal the mishum gulis it's takan the gedolei is kinu they into the big takanis you aid the mefarshan shmeisim begin mechula that they should specify the names and gittin etc. But because the kama the gemara but become the pekam the beis amar belaz but something says takan the gedolei is kinu sheim hoisa hayitzi yisrael akaren mechulu. So why over there don't they ask? Rishon says you can say is yeah the hasam currently gedolus we don't call them big. It'll be shabbat tzarakol. It was a great need. But hachadaik here the inference is from the kama medamashanu kan. Here they learned what and the inference is somewhere else not that small. That's why the gemara is asking over here. Next says master begins the gemara akura ban the shvuim balabais. The rabbis they uprooted the shvuim from the balabais. Now says what do you mean abikap the kavakol? Even though he's denying everything potter, you're exempt. Only the second shvuim says because even the rabbinic oath the shvuim says when you totally deny that wasn't understood. I'd be made Rav Nachman, as Tosfos says later on that mevam meral of the maskim drabanan. So what's this uprooting from the balabais? The balabais doesn't have any shvuim to go and put it onto the claimant. Says Tosfos, makamokim still al balabais shechet fei. But when they would institute, it would be more really appropriate for the nitfa, and therefore we're saying that. This new takana, they uprooted when they made it and put it onto the tevea. Or va'oid, additionally, we could even be told matafil b'maida mixes shad yasacha. Even when it's a maida mixes that they put it onto the employee. So and that's akrabonin the shvur from the balabais. Like Tes Master begins to talk about Tarb Bepolov. He's busy with his workers, so therefore we gave it to the employee. So it's a believe Polig, and they didn't differentiate between Polech. If he has one worker, Liash by Polim Harbav, he's the CEO of a huge company of 5,000 workers. And because of Leplugs, even though he shouldn't be so busy, he has one worker. Or Bishalmikama, Saka Merub, but no, he has a lot of business, and even if he has one worker, we would still say he's Tarb Bepolov, and we won't trust him necessarily. Next Tes Master begins to talk about the well, why make him even swear? Let we give it to the employee without any oath. Tosafim can say, wait a second, lo yeh borish al balabayis. It shouldn't be when the employer is definite. Elik any idea, like saying I don't know. So v'hanich l'mandam mashal, that makes sense according to one that says b'mitzid avetzad zayim beiz bari adav. You say okay, look, you know ultimately the claimant is definite, and even though you're saying that the employer is also definite, but like we don't trust him, so it's like saying I don't know. So if you say bari v'shem bari adav, it's okay. So the claimant who's definite could collect without an oath like you're asking. L'mandam ala bari adav, but according to one that says that being definite is not better, samai. So why is the Gemara asking you collect without an oath? It's like when the guy says, look, there's 100 dinar that you have mine. And the other guy says, I don't know if I returned it to you. Ah, the chayiv, the kul alma. Then everyone agrees that he would be liable. Because you admit that you owe it. You don't know if you returned it. Here also, we know that the employer owes the money. Oh, we don't know if he returned it. So then Bari B'Shem, everyone would agree that the Bari would be other. Now, since there's time we're going to say, why are we saying they should give it to him without an oath? You don't think it's possible at some time that his definite should be good? That sometimes it is like an employer says. Rabbi Yehuda only requires it when you have partial admission. So why are we saying that for sure he didn't pay? Why would we give it without a shvua? You could say no. The Hidra Rabbi Yehuda you're right. Rabbi Yehuda does not consider like. Totally, I don't know, and therefore he only makes it when the guy's buying the mixes. Rabban considered like no, most definitely that he forgot, and therefore they don't believe him at all. And therefore the Gemara is asking, give it to the employee without any oath at all. Next says Master begins Gemara, and the Gemara says they'll have his date shabbal bais. It's to appease the employer, which says hacha vaday. No, here for sure because who emir tzaveach shapara. He's standing, he's screaming, I paid. So shaykh takon, it's applicable to this institution. They'll have his date like we say in the Gemara. Okay, we need to appease him. Abhid the gazabas with the Gemara, but the comment that we quoted before nafkof yitches. The comment that he says in yedei mechzartiv lachalon ever return to you. They ain't circle zaka. No one have to institute anything. And that they there we said yes, you could collect without an oath at all. It says that Beis Diburim Eilu Shaychem Lekaman Amid Beis. These next two Taises belong on Amid Beis. Taises begin with the Gwiz Gemara. Avilukat Zanami. The name regarding the price, we should believe the employee. So Taises Vatayim can say, what do you mean? Habalik any yedeach im gizaltich. Isn't this then like the case when the guy says, I don't know if I stole from you, the Patr of Nachman Rabbi Yechonon Bagoz Labas over there, and the Gemara Bekama that we recorded before, Beshol Mamatzid of Tzadik Zayin on the base? So why are we saying that regarding the price, we should also believe the employee, but this is something we don't know if this was done in the first place, if he owed it at all. because he's saying it's two and he says what? V'Hashem says no. The Hashem lemoid the media. There is not admitting to anything. Avloch lemoid mitzvahs, but here is admitting to partial. The question is how much is the price? But you're admitting that somewhat you owe him. Avli kaman libiyatcha. Rather, it's like the case that the guy says you owe me 100. V'aloyim en lachbiyat l'nun. No, there's only 50. V'nun lo yadan at 50. I don't know. Like he's saying, I don't know about this. I mean, Hashem did that. We say mitzvah shen yoch l'sham m'sham. Since you can't swear, you have to pay. That's the Gemara's question. So good. So let him have to pay over here. The Gemara answers, no. When it comes to set price, people do remember. We're not going to say an employer doesn't know what he's talking about. It says, we don't mean over here when we say, like in the general sense. That is, that if he doesn't bring a proof, he loses out. It just means that the employer or the homeowner has to swear in this case, and then the craftsman is going to lose out. Like it says later on. So it doesn't mean just like a regular hamotz mechel v'raya. It just means rather to say that the balabais gets to swear. But then it says you can say, "V'lishani lei." Why doesn't the Gemara answer? Why can't you just say hired him without witnesses? V'neman, and therefore he's believed. Because you could say that I never hired you. Could mean something like the Gemara says shortly. Hashem says he says no. The shani hachir is different. The moed b'miktzis, since he admits to a part of it, he cannot have had the brazenness and denied the whole thing. So you don't have that as a meager. Or you know, another part you could say is l'kam and mukila. Actually, Gemara later on explains we're talking about besachah be'edim d'midrasha. Because Gemara says clearly that it is that he hires with witnesses, and there, similar to the case of Rasha. Therefore, we couldn't say that it's told one without aid.